We're talking to Senior Vice President Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Birga. Alan, what about your Farmer Focus program? Tell us about this from your organization.
You know, one thing that I just want to point out that National Milk has really been trying to do more of is get out more of the stories of farmers and the work that they are doing every day. You know, as you see fewer dairy farms, fewer people have that direct connection to agriculture, but they're still curious about it and they still seem to know about it. And you frankly want dairy farming to define itself to the broader world rather than have it be defined by people who say are not big fans of dairy farms. We have this offering called Farmer Focus. It's on our website, nmpf.org. As part of our Sharing Our Story series. You can go into our latest news, look up Sharing Our Story, and you'll see all the farmer focus pieces. And our latest one is from a Zirbel Dairy Farms, up in the Green Bay area. You know, you're not going to go too long if you're profiling dairy farms without getting somebody in Wisconsin. And they're doing a lot of work in terms of making soil health a priority, planting their cover crops, having a sustainable operation, you know, looking at different things they're doing, like 2020, they planted triticale as a cover crop for the first time. Just telling folks that, you know, people in agriculture care about the environment and they care about the soil and they also care about doing things that improve their operations and allow them to better serve the public that's consuming their products. We have a lot of stories like this on our website. You know, the one that we're spotlighting right now is a Wisconsin farm. I thought maybe that'd be some interest to your audience, even though it's in a different part of the state. And have a chance to take a look at the Farmer Focus series that we have on nmpf.org.
You know, and I think stressing the fact that farmers have always been, they're the original agronomists, really, and they've always been sustainable. They probably haven't used that word, sustainable. That's a big new word now that we use nowadays. But farmers have always been sustainable, right?
I mean, if you take a look at the history of agriculture in the United States, the folks who have made it the longest amount of time are the ones who took care of the land that they were on, took care of the animals that they had, you know, adapted to the changes in the environment that was around them. And as you see a world where climate change has become a bigger public concern and you see people looking for villains and folks that maybe they can say, aha, if we get rid of you, that's the solution. Well, there's some people who start pointing their fingers at agriculture. And I think it's very important for people to know that dairy is trying to be part of solutions, that a lot of solutions are already being found. And as people tackle some of these public policy questions, you know, this is a place where you can look for answers, not just necessarily problems.
All right. The Farmer Focus Program by the National Milk Producers Federation. Alan, give us the website again.
It's nmpf.org. And if you go to our latest news pull-down menu at the very top, you'll see something called Sharing Our Story that has Farmer Focus as well as our Dairy Defined opinion series and monthly columns from our CEO.
All right. Remember, it's not a .com. It's a .org. Remember that.
It is a .org, and you want to read those CEO columns, too, because he's a Wisconsin guy as well.
All right. Alan, always great to talk to you. Great information. Talk in soon, all right?
Take care.